United Way of Virginia's Blue Ridge president and CEO Abby Hamilton notes that some federal funding for local nonprofits it partners with has already been cut. In other cases, it's been threatened.
Mental health services, food access, support for health access through community health workers, housing work. One of the pillars of programs in our community, like the AmeriCorps funding, these are the kinds of threats that nonprofits are facing.
In her Tipping Point memo, Hamilton suggests a call to action.
If you have time, reach out to organizations that you feel strongly about, check in on their overall well-being and, you know, how their operations are going, and then offer any expertise that you have. A lot of the changes that are happening are in the middle of discussions right now at the Senate floor. And so it's a wonderful opportunity for us to be able to advocate as individual citizens to our representatives.
Several local nonprofits, including the Bradley Free Clinic and the Council of Community Services, are already leaving positions unfilled due to federal funding cuts. Gene Marano, WFIR News.